Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's my handle. Okay, so a couple things to remember. I was just talking with RoboPaul, who's doing the show today. By the way, thank you for doing the show today, RoboPaul. I appreciate it. We were just talking about a couple different things, and obviously you got people who have different theologies who listen to the show, different points of view. And there's a couple of you that are like, no, you know, we don't believe that the New Testament, it's a new covenant. We don't believe it's a new agreement and so on and so forth. I can understand that. Don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. Would never teach that, what you're thinking. I believe there's a new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's about the redeeming work of Jesus Christ by which we are saved, and there is nothing that you and I can do about it in the context of earning it or working for it. It's just out of the realm. And so it's a difference between grace and law. There's a difference between grace and law, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a grace guy all the way, baby. I was a very legalistic guy. I was earlier on. When I was younger in the faith. But then I feel like the Lord kind of helped me grow up just a little. A couple things to cover in the news that are very, 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 very interesting, or maybe not. Let's talk about this. This comes out of Fox News, in case anybody cares about where it comes from or not. But the school, based on the ACLU suing and the Freedom From Religion Foundation suing, a school had to yank a picture of Jesus off the wall. And then they had to pay $95,000 in fines. Originally reported $80,000, it was $95,000 in fines. So here's what I said. Ready? tell me what you think of this. Ready? Ooh, scary! A picture of Jesus. It's like the picture indoctrinates, right? Ooh, it's a picture of Jesus, and it's connected to a school. Ooh. So my question is this: then, what does a picture of Barack Obama do in a school? Does it indoctrinate? Because if a picture indoctrinates, if you're going to tell me a picture of Jesus is a message of conversion and forcing people to become Christians, then what is it? What is it when you put other people up? What happens when you have other pictures? I mean, most schools have presidents up there, don't they? Then they're forcing you to become a Democrat. How come nobody's suing about that? Just one of those things I don't get. Oh, and this one. This is a good one. Ready? This is one that I find original. So on this one, Paul, we'll have to probably bring up our classic music line on this one. A school choir was told for the Christmas singing season, no Christmas music.
Dum, 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 dum.
I can't even believe that. Is that possible? So they're a choir at a school, right? They're a choir at a school, and they do holiday concerts. Which concerts do they do? They do it only during the Christmas season. Christmas, a federal holiday. Federal holiday, folks. You want to check and see how many post offices and banks are open on Christmas? None. Well, what do you need to know? You can't sing any Christmas songs during Christmas.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't know. I got to think this through. Okay. So by that line of reasoning, during July 4th, there will be no patriotic music. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to switch the musics. And so during Christmas, we're going to sing patriotic music. And then during July 4th, we're singing Christmas songs. How about that? And that way you can't get confused because one of them's for the country and then we're just going to sing about Jesus in the little manger and then shoot off the fireworks, right? And then on Christmas, we'll just sing God Bless America. I don't know if you can do that because it has the word God in it. Uh-oh. I mean, come on, folks. You got to think, the choir, no Christmas music for the holiday tour. They do a dozen concerts a year. All revolving around Christmas time, but they can't sing Christmas songs, even though Christmas, a federal holiday. And as many people are fond of saying, it's the law. Deal with it. It's like, come on. That's just bizarre thinking. That and the picture of Jesus converting people. I don't know. Does a picture of Jesus convert you? They're painting something. They're not even sure what they're painting, right? Because you don't know that Jesus looked like that. First of all, the truth of the matter is he was born in Israel, so he's going to look a lot more like an Israeli looks like than an American. We could just say that right off the bat. That would be nice. And then second of all, it's just a painting, a representation. You're telling me it's forcing a teaching? It's forcing a doctrine? I just thought of something that just blew my mind. Ready? I just came up with it on the air. Whose picture is on the $100 bill? Whose picture is on the $100 bill?
That'd be Benjamin Franklin.
Ben Franklin? No, you're not trying to convert me to be a Franklinite, are you? Come on now. You know what? Take that off that money. Because I don't want to be a Franklinite. That's not my goal in life. And I already have electricity in my house. I don't need any of that stuff. That's how logical that is. Stay with us if you can, folks. It gets a little weirder. I just don't know what to tell you on this one. Let's see. Oh, did you hear Howie Long's rant? Did you hear Howie Long? Oh, so on the NFL pregame show, talking about football. You know, remember we were talking about football just a second ago. He made a very nice statement. It wasn't really a rant. He made a nice statement about that it's inappropriate for the government to discontinue for our service people airing football. I mean, that they should be able to watch the popular football games where they're at as a way of relief and normality. And then right after that, right, within 12 hours, they put it back on. Oh, no, they didn't. They said they were going to put it back on. They said they were sorry they took it down, and they're going to put it back on. So here's my question. So you're telling me that the government shutdown required them to stop airing football games for our service people? Like there was a big money cost involved in pushing a button? What was that cost? What was that? I want to know what the cost was to put something on the internet. They can do it either for Armed Forces Network, the AFN. They can. It's like a broadcast, right? And it's paid for a bazillion years. Why was that involved in any of this? In fact, that's one of the questions I don't get about this whole slim down. In fact, I don't even think it's a slim down. I've decided. You know what this is? I've come up with a new term. If you don't mind, I'm going to use my new term. Is that okay? Here, I don't think this is a government shutdown. I don't think it's slim down. I think it's a mild diet. Because it's not a shutdown. 83% of the government is still operating at 100%. So that leaves 17%. And it's not 17% that's shut down. It's 17% that's cut back. Okay, some things are shut down. Most things are just running low. And that doesn't seem like a slim down. You know, it seems like a slim fast diet. You know, like you have a couple of extra bars instead of meals. And you lose a little weight. Here's the thing that bothers me the most, though, about this whole thing. They're cherry picking. They're cherry picking what they're closing and what they're not closing. This is what this park ranger said in regards to his park being closed. It's a cheap way to deal with the situation, the angry Park Service ranger in Washington said. We've been told to make life as difficult as we can for people. Does that seem right to anybody? That's wrong. That's just immoral and wrong. Don't like it. I don't like that spirit. I know they got to work this out, but they're cherry picking way too much. You know, they let a whole group of people get together for an immigration rally, but they deny World War II veterans to go to their memorial. So it's just weird. I don't like that spirit. That's a bad spirit. All right, so we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do some more teaching on the new covenant and on grace and on the blood of Jesus Christ. Always good things, plus faith, plus love.
With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, because everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Save 50% on special purchases of quality carpet and flooring at Kohl's Fine Flooring. Find huge savings in every department and buy now, pay later with 12 month no interest financing. Details at kohlsfineflooring.com or visit any of Kohl's 8 locations.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved, 877-332-BUGS.
VeggieTales Live is the must-see show for you and your kids. It's a super special event that's a birthday celebration, and you're invited.
Birthdays are special, and so are all of our friends.
I can be your friend. I can be your friend.
It's a very veggie birthday, celebrating 20 years of hilarious stories, silly songs, and lessons to live by.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? If my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, that'd be too bad. I'd be so sad.
Bob, Larry, and the VeggieTales crew will be there live and in person. Come be a part of all the fun at VeggieTales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry.
You can catch VeggieTales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry, at Skyline Church in La Mesa, Saturday, October 12th. For more info, go to transparentproductions.com. You don't want to miss it.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want, you can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Thank you very much. We have Jeff on the line. Jeff wanted to talk a little bit about some theology or some differences of theology, whatever the case may be, so we want to give him an opportunity. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, I am, David. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Okay. What's happening? What's on your mind?
So what I was thinking about is, as the world looks at us, is that we all, that the Christians have a whole bunch of different theology. And so, I used to be an evangelist a while ago, and they used to ask me, well, why should I believe what you believe when this church or this Christian believes in something else? And my question to you is, why do you think that there's so many different theology in the Christian religion?
Okay. Do you want a dialogue with me, or do you want me to kind of just say what my opinion is on why that's taking place?
Well, is it just, we can dialogue or do an opinion, your choice.
Yeah. Well, here's my first answer. And then after you and I are done, maybe I'll do a follow up after that, just because I want you to understand where I'm coming from. I think that there are essentials in Christianity. I think that Jesus Christ being the Son of God, living a sinless life, dying on the cross, being buried, rose again, that's an essential for the Christian faith. I think there's non-essentials, and the non-essential elements to me are going to be more like, what's your eschatology? How's it all going to end? What's your point of view on communion? What's your point of view on various elements like that? I think they're important, but I don't think they're at the level of the resurrection of Christ, okay, is an absolute truth. And then I think there's a whole bunch of other realms which have to do more with like churchianity than anything else, that are neither essential nor non-essential, but are just existent. They're just there. So in essentials, I would say we do need to have a unity. In non-essentials, I see there has to be a liberty, a freedom. And then in all the other things, there just has to be a charity and a love. I think there's differences for a couple of different reasons, not the least of which is you had a perfect example, 12 disciples, and they were not all the same because they're not the same people. In other words, Peter was not like James, and James and John were different than the other disciples. So there's distinctiveness because there's distinctiveness amongst people, and people gravitate to certain parts. My big theology in that is I think that's how God intended it to be. In other words, I don't think everybody is supposed to be a foot. I don't think everybody's supposed to be an ear. I don't think everybody's supposed to be a hand. And what's ironic is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about two classifications of people in the body of Christ. The first classification of people are people that think that they're not good enough. So they say, well, I'm not like the eye, so I'm not good enough. I'm not like this body part. I'm not good enough. And the other classification are people that think they're better than everybody else. You know, I'm not as lowly as the foot, or I'm not as bad as the knee, kind of thing. Those two classifications, when Paul is defining what the church looks like, and it being a body, are the two things he didn't want the body to portray. People that didn't think they were good enough to be in, or people who thought they were too good for everybody else. In essence, the real response I would give and what I do give to people is God is diverse in whom he chooses. It's just not diverse in how you go in. In other words, the body of Christ is wide. There's a lot of differences. Some people like cartoons. Some people like drama. Some people like comedy. Some people like science fiction. There's a lot of variety. Okay, I got no problem with that. But we all go in through Jesus Christ. And so that's the unity part.
So as we share the good news to non-believers, then share the essentials is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think you can even say, hey, the church down the street does a few things different than I do. You know, once you made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, go to both. Check them out. See where you fit. Because your goal is not to recruit in order to build your particular individual church. Your goal is to work for the kingdom. And to work for God's, what God is doing. If you lead somebody to the Lord, it's not a failure if they don't end up going to your specific church. It's just a failure if they disconnect completely.
You know, Evan, from non-believers' point of view, it looks really confusing and that we're not in unity at all.
Yeah, I understand. And I think that God will probably do something in the near future that will change a lot of that disunity. Like a nice swift persecution will bring a lot of people together, and you'll see a lot less complaining about other Christians and a lot more trying to survive together.
Okay, well, thank you for letting me ask the question.
You got it, and I appreciate you calling.
I've always been curious because I always get in my face, you know, their confusion, right?
Yeah, and I understand. I understand that the world is no less confusing per se. It's no that part's no different. Here's the key: if it's built on what you and I do, we're all in trouble. We're all in trouble. If it's built on what God does, there's hope. That's how I'd take it.
Amen, brother.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to take a break. I'm a little past my break. I'm past my break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
If you suffer from the chronic pain of osteoarthritis or neuropathy, call MedCare Specialty Clinics of Carlsbad. They're committed to reducing your pain. 760-585-9658.
Have you ever used the excuse the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of the Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In it, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation, a wickedly witty portrait of spiritual warfare and how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Associated Press calls C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters devilishly funny. Lewis's insights still resonate. Christianity Today says it's a profound experience, and the National Review calls it pure genius. See C.S. Lewis the Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick. And when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
Don't have your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money at risk? The stock market has proven it can go backwards at any time. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, over 32 years making sure your money can never lose principal or interest. Get like stock market growth with the guarantee you will never go backwards. Don't keep your money in any investment where you can lose. Indexed investment is unmatched for security. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247 for security and peace of mind of your money. And don't forget about my life insurance. We now have a new term life insurance product where you pay the same rate to age 100. You will never have a rate increase. Many people buy term insurance, and if they outlive the term, they have a rate increase that skyrockets. You drop the coverage, and the insurance company is a double winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they have all your money, unlike my term, where you pay the same rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote, 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Call me now for a free quote. Thank you so much. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know what I didn't do, RoboPaw? I completely forgot. I forgot to do the weather. I completely forgot to do the weather, and you know what else I forgot to do? I forgot to do the traffic report. So Jeff was a really good caller, and I really appreciate that he asked that question, and he asked it sincerely. It was, you know, here's the thing I want to say. When he asks a question like that, and I'm answering, he doesn't have to agree with everything I'm saying. He's just asking, hey, how do you approach this? What do you think of this? And I think his question is a great question. But I do want to point out that there are things that you're going to hear on this show that you don't agree with, because most of you are not Detroit Red Wing hockey fans. So right there, I've just disconnected with about 99%. Well, that's not true. Detroit's actually one of the most popular teams. 96% of you.
You disconnected with me.
Well, you're an Avalanche fan, so that doesn't even count. I'm not even sure why I let you do the board, but it's okay. We'll talk hockey later. So anyway, my point is you don't have to agree with everything I say, and that's not – the point is even again, I'm not sure – now, I could be wrong. Maybe RoboPaul can set me straight here. I'm not sure I agree with myself 20 years ago. I think if I look at myself and I'm having a dialogue with myself 20 years ago, the 20-year-old, the 20-year younger me, man, I'm looking much thinner there too. I want to point that out to you right now. Man, I have more hair and then looking thinner. That guy's kind of good looking. Anyway, so the point is that guy, he had a son that was 10. My son's 30. A little different. Kind of a little different. And yes, you do grow and develop and mature, and you do see things from a different light or a different prism. And here's a thing. I know people don't like this, but there's nothing wrong with this. So let's say you have an elephant, okay? I like using elephant because it's big, right? And you have somebody approach from the east, the west, the north, and the south, right? Now, it is true that two of those are going to have a, depending on the position of the elephant, they're going to have a similar, even though it's reversed, a similar viewpoint. But the other two, one who's coming from the rear and the other's coming from the front, they're going to have a completely different perspective on what the elephant is. So it really does depend on where you're coming from and how you're looking at it and how you approach it. So that's why when Jeff said that, I didn't want it to come off like this is the answer and this is the only answer. I don't think that. I think there are answers, and I think that somebody might have a better answer than me. Many people have better answers than I do. You might not have a radio show, but you got better answers. That doesn't mean anything. What means something is that we remember one thing and keep at least this finger on this button. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's about the Redeemer and His kingdom. And what we're doing in that direction. So if we at least go there, I mean, the key to unity more than anything else is a sense of humility. And there's more division from pride than anything else. There's no question about that. But we do our best to make that pursuit. I just really appreciate that people open. Hey, you got to review it. Now, here's a God thing, I think. That's me, my caveat. This morning, Professor X sent me this email piece of paper, and this is what the email is. Listen to this. What we're just talking about with Jeff, agreement, disagreement. It says the easiest way to disagree with somebody. How funny is that? So this article lists four ways to disagree with somebody. The first is to assume that they are uninformed and that once they know what you know, they're going to change their mind. Okay, and that's for people that have a certain theology and are like, no, my theology is right, and I'm right, and you'll know I'm right when I change your mind because I'm right. That only gets a 1 on a 1 to 10. That's not very impressive. Number 2, the second easiest way to disagree is to assume that this is even worse, I guess, to assume that the other person is a dolt. A loon, a misguided zealot who refuses to see the truth. Their selfish desire to win interferes with the understanding of reality. That's not very good either, huh? Wow. The third easiest way to disagree with somebody is to not actually hear what they're saying. That's, you know, when that, you know what that one is? You put your finger in your ear and you go, la, 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 la. That's what I think my dog does. I think he puts his paw right about his ear and goes, don't understand you. Don't speak the lingo. Can't help you. The hardest way to disagree with somebody, listen to this. I want to hear a little bit of wisdom. The hardest way to disagree with somebody is to come to understand that they see the world differently than we do, to acknowledge that they have a different worldview, something baked in long before they ever encountered the situation. In other words, out of those four, you can either assume I'm going to correct them because I'm right and they'll see my way. Number two, the other person's is a loon. The third one is he just doesn't listen. And the fourth one is to say this person comes from a completely different place than I do. For those of you that don't know, and you can tell me all the stuff you want to tell me about what the traditions should or shouldn't be. I was born and raised Jewish. I went to private Hebrew school. I led Pesach Seders. I did that. I don't talk about it. I've done it. So my perspective is very, very different than most people's perspectives are in Christianity. Because when I first became a Christian, guess what church I went to? Take a guess. What church did I go to? When I first became a Christian, what church do you think I went to?
See if you can Episcopal.
Wrong. Guess again. Just guess.
Lutheran.
Keep going. Guess.
Calvinist.
Keep going. Guess. You know what I went? It was me and three other guys, four Jewish guys who all knew each other in Detroit, Michigan, who all got saved within 30 days of each other in Phoenix, Arizona. You know what church we went to? Every one. We went to every church. Why? Because there was no church for the Jewish guys who just got saved. So we didn't know where to go. Nobody told us. So you know what we did? We did this thing called trusting God. We went everywhere. It gave me a broader perspective to start with. That's how I came into Christianity. At one point, it got narrowed, and then God blew it back open wide and said, this is my body, and showed me the greater side of it. I've been a pastor in a charismatic church, a Pentecostal church, a Baptist church, and a Methodist church, and an independent church, and a Bible church. And I'm just as confused as all of you. Get it? That's a joke. You can laugh. The confusion part, I know. You don't have to cite scripture. It was a joke. Relax. My point is this. It's his body. Now you find out where you fit, and you do the best you can in there. You love him with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And do your best to help be a part of advancing the kingdom. And all the intrinsic theological difficulties, as soon as they shoot the first Christian for believing in Jesus, they'll all be gone. The very next bullet, they'll all be gone. Trust me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, a DDD or news. I haven't figured it out yet, but we'll know soon. Spinning wheel, got to
go around. Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This hour brought to you in part by Jason with Park Place Funding. Call him today and ask about his special for KPRZ listeners, 949-282-8428.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the amazing change movement, and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market, because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because smart. Oh. All right, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. Now, I don't have to, it's not hard for me to do this because I have the all the confidence in the world in Excalibur Roofing. For real. I mean, it's just no biggie. If you sit down like I did with Eric and talk to him for an hour, you immediately know, dude knows roofs. That's all you got. Dude knows roofs. And here, now I'm looking outside at the weather. It's not really a weather report, kind of. But did you like how I skipped that weather report the last segment? That was kind of funny. Anyway, the clouds, they be a-gathering. You remember when Scotty go, there be whales. Okay, well, there be clouds. Okay, so we got clouds coming together. And then additionally, as that takes place, you know it's going to rain. And when it rains, the roof is the place you need to make sure that everything's okie-dokie, or you get water dripping on your head. And you know, that nothing gets me in a worse mood than having water dripping on my head from the roof. That's one of the top things. That, bad Bible brains, and people texting while I'm driving. Those are three of my least favorite things. Anyway, so here's what you do. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com directly on their website. Get that information. All estimates are free. And whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, it doesn't matter. They will help you with your roof issue. That's the key. The key. Roof issue. Key. Okay. Excalibur Roofing, they got you covered. You like that? Okay. All right, Paul, wake up now, because I got the big news right here. You ready? I got the big news. First of all, when are the Avs playing again? When do they play?
Tonight.
They play tonight? Who do they play?
They're on the East Coast somewhere.
Okay, so wherever they're playing, I assume you're going to be rooting for them. I can see my Tigers are losing, so that's not going very well. Because if they lose, they're out. So that doesn't make me happy. Okay,
Colorado's actually in Toronto, now that I think about it.
Oh, they're in Toronto? Oh, that's no fun either. Well, it's fun if you like cold. I mean, it could be fun. It's not fun. Let's see. The other thing I want to do. Oh, I want to talk about the important history elements today. I forgot that part. Here's the big thing you want to know. The Great Fire of Chicago, the worst forest fire in U.S. history began on this day in Chicago, 1871. President Harry Truman announced he would share the secrets of the atomic bomb only with Great Britain and Canada. He did this in 1945. My question is, Canada? What? What in Canada? What have they done? What are they doing up there? I know they're playing hockey, but what else are they doing? What? They're skiing. They're playing hockey, and they're doing the kind of the Minnesota-y, you know, right? You know?
And, hoser.
Yeah. And then the bathroom's called Biffy. I got to go to the Biffy. They have atomic information? It doesn't seem like it, does it? It doesn't seem like Canada as a country. They've got the atomic secrets. Well, what'd they do with them? Eh? We put them in a box. Eh?
Now I know who blabbed and gave it to India.
I don't know. There's a lot of secret stuff going on. Darren Larson of the New York Yankees on this day pitched the first and only perfect game in the World Series.
From Point Loma High School.
I did not know that.
Same high school as David Wells, who was the second Yankee to pitch a perfect game.
You are a plethora of information, sir. A plethora. On this date in 1952, the Complete Book of Etiquette was first published, so get your elbows off the table. That's funny. And then the Green Bay Packers running backer and kicker, Paul Hornung.
Paul Hornung.
That's what I said. Set a Packer record scoring 33 points himself in one game. That's a lot, isn't it? That's a lot, I think. Here's the big news that you didn't hear, though. And it ties in with my story. I love how they tie together and I never know it. Today is the official American Touch Tag Day. Touch tag, like touch, you know, you play tag, touch tag, right? On the heels of the fact that it's the American Touch Tag Day, New York CBS affiliate is saying that the Long Island Middle School in Long Island has now banned football and baseball and lacrosse. They've banned the footballs, the baseballs, and the lacrosse balls. You can play football with a Nerf football, but you can't play tackle. You can play baseball with a rubber ball. And you can play lacrosse balls with, I don't know, ping pong balls. I don't even know what they, you know, it's a wiffle ball. Hard soccer balls have been banned. Hold on, I'm not done. Hard soccer balls have been banned. And no games of tag or doing cartwheels unless supervised by a coach.
Dum, 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 dum.
Cartwheels, wait, and tag, because injuries can unintentionally affect our kids if they're not wearing helmets and pads, they're more susceptible to getting hurt.
What makes someone qualified to be a tag coach?
I would think they'd have to have the cooties. That would be the only thing I can think of. I cannot think of. I'm thinking of my school days, thinking, how do you, what other answer is there? There is no other answer. Because if you think, was that a funny answer? That was a funny answer. Because if you think about it, what they're saying is we don't want to take the opportunity to give the kids a chance to break because they're porcelain little China dolls. It's like, come on. I mean, this is like, you got to be kidding. And this is not, before we could argue about the soccer balls and whether that was a story from The Onion or not, I'll never tell you. But this is from CBS Local in New York. So this is, no, this is the right out of, and this is, no soccer balls. The hard soccer balls have been banned. So, you know, what we're going to, so you're going to see kids playing soccer with bubbles from bubble when you blow little bubbles. Because like, because they can't get hurt. You know what they should do? I got it. Let's strap the kids into the bed with rope. Never let them get out. Never let them do anything. And they can just grow in the bed. I mean, are you kidding? If you, first of all, can you imagine? Look out there outside. You live in San Diego, California. You live where the 805 is and the 5 is and the 15 and the 8 and the 163. And the 52 and the 54 and the 78. This is where you live. Do you have any idea how dangerous it is every time we get in the car and drive on those roads? Well, it's, you can't cease to exist. You know what fear does? Fear immobilizes. That's the one thing that people don't recognize. When Jesus taught the teaching on the talents, he gave one guy 10, one guy 5, and one guy 1. So the one with 10 did really good. The one guy with 5 did really good. What did the guy with the one talent do? He says he said, I was afraid, so I buried it. Fear makes you bury things. It makes you hide things. It makes you do nothing. It paralyzes you. He was too afraid for failing, so he did nothing. That's the result of fear. That's the result. This is the result of a school allowing fear to dictate how they live. We used to ride bicycles, by the way, without helmets. And people were thinking, whoa, it's daredevil stuff. We used to ride our bikes on the curbs and pop wheelies and with our little banana seat Stingray bikes. Mine was gold, and not real gold. Gold isn't the color. And we would do that, and then we would crash. We would run our bikes when it would snow. We would clear off a path, make a wall of snow, ride as fast as we can, and smash into the barrier. That's what you do. Your kids. We would pogo stick and try and hit each other with the pogo stick. We'd, you know, aim at each other. Why? That's what you do. Your kids. We would have snowball fights. We would do these things. We would live. We would function. We would exist. We would have balloon fights. We would have little things that they were fun. We would play G.I. Joe and Cowboys and Indians. Now you can't do anything. Wow. Fear has immobilized the politically correct educational system and won't let kids actually be kids. Man, we used to go to school after hours and climb up on the roof. Who are you kidding? Everybody did that. And if you didn't, it's like you wanted to. That was part of the fun. Now you can't even play dodgeball, but at least by the grace of God, they made a movie about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I've got the fiery DDD of the day.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they're sick with the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers today.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, of all the mistakes that people make with their money, underestimating investment risk is right at the top of the list. After 33 years of financial advising, I can tell you that very few people have an actual handle on how much money they could lose if the markets go the wrong way. Now, this is a critical piece of information and especially important if you're in the retirement red zone. Be aware, friends, there are numerous ways for you to secure your life savings and still generate an excellent rate of return without risking your principal. If you haven't reviewed your retirement planning, please give me a call for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, securing retirements for 33 years. Call me for your free consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my website, theretirementprofessor.com. That's theretirementprofessor.com. Or call me at 800-727-PLAN.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
San Diego Mission Team presents Save Our Students, a free annual summit with keynote speaker Sean McDowell for pastors and youth workers at Point Loma Nazarene University on Saturday, October 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pastors and youth workers are going to be equipped with needed tools to help youth in coping with trauma in our community. Sean McDowell is a co-author of More Than a Carpenter with his father, Josh McDowell. To learn more about other speakers at the free annual summit, Save Our Students, visit kprz.com.
Hey, Cape Praise listeners, I'm Mike McClenahan, and I invite you to journey with me and Solana Beach Presbyterian Church as we launch The Story. The Story is an exciting new message series that connects our individual and unique stories with God's grand and epic story and His purpose for our lives. Our entire congregation will be going through the Bible together, children, students, and adults of all ages. So join us Thursday mornings at 5:30 a.m. right here on 1210 a.m. KPRZ as we experience life together.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk.
I'm your host.
I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Last chance, if you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That was terrible. I need a better Sean Connery. That's my handle. Okay, I'll have to work on that. You know, I could change that voice altogether. You know, I could do, that's my handle. You know, something like that, if I want. But I'm not going to. All right, so here's the dealios. What a show, man. We did tons of different things today. I love it. I love when we have the variety. And we do all the different stuff and the callers and so on and so forth. It makes it so much fun. I want to do this DDD. It's not one that a lot of people are going to be happy with. So, but I can't help that. I just write them and then I share them. And if you like them, great. And if they help you draw closer to the Lord, great. And if they don't, I wish they did. And, maybe the next one. This is going to be a very short little thing on like 5 minutes on government and church, which you often don't hear me talk about in the same breath, other than how the government seems to be continually oppressing the church. Exodus chapter 1, verse 15 through 17 says this: Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shifra, and the other was named Puah. And he said, when you're helping the Hebrew women to give birth and see them upon the birth stool, if it is a son, then you shall put him to death. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt had commanded them, but let the boys live. So can we just focus in on verse 17 for a second and what I want to talk about? Verse 17, but the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt had commanded them, but let the boys live. In verse 15 and 16, there is the command from the government. The king pretty much told the women, hey, here's how this goes. If while giving birth, either of you see a boy, you got to kill him. Put him to death. If it's a girl, you can let him live. That was the command from the government. Now, can we just back up here? Last time I checked, the king of Egypt was representing the government. Okay? He's the government of Egypt. He's the king of Egypt, right? They had the systems in place, everything. This was a direct command from their leader. Verse 17, the midwives feared God, so they did not do what the king had commanded them. They were disobedient. So how does that work for a Christian? Well, we respect and respond as long as it isn't a breach. Did you get that? We respect and respond as long as it isn't a breach. Romans 13:1 says, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Watch this. But every scripture is balanced by other scripture. So Acts chapter 4, verse 19 says, but Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. So on the one hand, you have a passage that says be in subjection. On the other hand, you have a passage that says we got to obey God rather than men. You'd think they're in contradiction, but they're not, because we respect and respond as long as it's not a breach to our faith and our walk. Now, you might say that makes you radical. Too bad. Too bad. Who cares? If it makes you radical because you're to obey God first and foremost out of all authority, then that's what it is. And when the government tells you to do something that's contrary to God, they're breaching their connection to God by having you do something that's contrary to God. So they have broken faith with God. and you are not to respond in kind and also break faith. That's not the call of the individual Christian. There is a balance in Scripture. So you can take any one Scripture and you can twist with other Scriptures and make it say anything you want. There's a Scripture that says Judas hung himself. There's another Scripture that says go and do likewise. If you put them together, it makes a really nasty Christmas card. You get it? I mean, just you can't do that, right? That's not how you do things. So all Scripture balances other Scripture out. Keep it together as a unit. It is also written, you respect, we respect, we respond, as long as it's not a breach. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than man. That's the bottom line. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I want to thank you for doing that right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're going to take a 22-hour break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do the whole thing all over again because we're nuts. That's why. See you in 22.